This morning at an early hour, the telephone rang, and after answering the phone, a little voice said, "I love you, Grandpa. Give a good talk." I must confess, brothers and sisters, I've been very restless over this assignment. Perhaps my choice of words or my inability to express myself or to emphasize the things that I would convey the feelings of my heart. I would like to bear my testimony to you that I know that God lives. I know God lives. I know that Jesus Christ is the Savior and Redeemer of the world, the Son of God, the Prince of Peace, that Joseph Smith saw what he said he saw. He heard what he said he heard. And because of the vision of the Father and the Son, the kingdom of God has been established upon the face of the earth. And this is that kingdom, even the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, the only church upon the face of the earth that bears his name. I know that the Book of Mormon is true and contains the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I bear my witness to you that we have a living prophet standing at the head of this great church. I sustain him with all my heart and soul. I sustain President Romney and President Hinckley and the 12 and the other brethren. And I'm honored to sit in council with them and to be counted among them and to add my voice as a special witness of the divinity of this great work. We have had the privilege of being involved in the South Pacific for the past few months. It's been a glorious privilege to labor with President Simpson and President Harris in the presidency of that area, to feel the faith and the excitement that taking place in that area of the world. Let me share an experience with you of the faith and the appreciation of the saints in the islands of the sea for the contributions you have made, for strengthening and building their lives, for your prayers, for your sons and your daughters and the great missionary couples who have been sent to their lands to teach the message of the restoration. Tears are shed of thanks and of faith and of love and expressions of gratitude given for your sending these missionaries to teach them of Jesus Christ and his ways. As a result of your great contributions, a new chapel is being built far away from any civilization, the first one for the Aborigine people. It's an exciting time for them and for the area in the North Territories of Australia, so exciting that even the Lord Mayor of Darwin is coming to attend the dedication, spending a whole day. Missionary couples have been busy preparing the people. One man who owns a sheep ranch in Australia, equal to the size of Utah, who has been firmly converted that the average native could learn nothing, came recently to a special meeting. And there he sat as the Aborigines' young children sang, "I am a child of God." Tears streamed down his face. And he walked out of the meeting and said, "If I hadn't seen it, I never would have believed it." Faith, strength, kindness from a people who made this possible. A great appreciation from a people who could not do what they did without you. We see in the islands of Tonga some 300 missionaries, most of them native young men and women, the young man wearing their white shirts and ties and their teobalas, the young sister missionaries dressed in long dresses, hair in place, their name badges being worn proudly as they go from home to home in the most humble of circumstances. Their purpose to teach the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. The glow in those brown faces as they bear witness of the divinity of this work stirs the very souls of men. We left Haipai to go to a small island by boat where few general authorities ever visit. We were greeted at the dock by the saints. They embraced us and tears flowed freely down their cheeks. We walked from the docks to a chapel And as we neared the building, which is used both for a school and a church, we heard the voices of the children singing in their native tongue. We thank thee, O God, for a prophet to guide us in these latter days. We walked in the chapel humble, and there, filled to capacity with members of the church and friends alike, gathered from around the island to hear the messages that were to be given. There was a rich outpouring of the Spirit, and at the conclusion of the meeting, we're invited to the rear of the building, where a special ceremony of welcome was given to us. It was a beautiful service. A representative of the government was there, and he spoke and thanked the church and general authorities for the tremendous contributions they had made in educating, strengthening, and building the lives of the people. He was not a member of the church, but he was touched by the Spirit of the Lord. In their greatest tribute, they gave us a huge roasted pig and said they would like to lavish us with gifts, but this was the best they had. They took us to a feast, a table spread with the finest that the island could produce. And after the feast, they picked up the pig, carried it to the ship, and insisted that we take it with us on our journey. We started walking back toward the ship. I was walking with the island official, and I said, "You'd make a wonderful member of the church." He said, "I'm ready." I felt the Spirit of, but I must get rid of a habit. And I reminded him that it was just as easy to get rid of the habit today as it would be tomorrow or next week. And he said, I'll try. I wonder sometimes if we appreciate the few dollars that we give to the church for the building of the kingdom of God, what it does for others. When I think of the great tithing contributions and the other contributions that go on to bless this land, when I looked at the homes that have been built because of the great welfare program, when their island was devastated because of the hurricane, my heart is filled with joy for a people who love the Lord, who are willing to give of their own means for the furthering of the kingdom of God. God bless you, my dear brothers and sisters, as you go forth in this great work, that you will remember who you are and give freely and cheerfully to that which our Heavenly Father has given to you, that your testimony, by your faith, would bear witness to all the world that this work is true. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.